Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and it's also this thing we get off freaking time. We're actually going to about it. Because you have all the answers. We're doing readings for the next 2 hours. You can hit 46-721-9031. Also, the woman who also co-hosts me, which she's also just well, we're April. What? And welcome by April. April,
Hi,
here we go. How are you? That's good.
I'm here.
We just want to thank everybody out there calling in the donations and stuff. All the support we've been getting and that kind of stuff. So, I'm your host, Psychic X Journeyman. My friends call me Donnie, so welcome. We already have some people already kicking the queues in there before we get too many people in there where you can't get on the show. But we also tell everybody on this show, even when, after we're done broadcasting, we're still here answering people's questions. So, don't just cause the show, and we're showing we can still get you on today's talk. also with the situation, we also I also do private readings as well too. So if you ever want to contact us for that, because we'll give you an idea what it's all about. Working with me and what we try to do as the best quality readings we can in Block Talk Radio, because we like to sit there. We don't like to scoot you down the roar, you know. Okay, break up a little bit on this week's. So let's check it out. Let me see here. Sometimes it's just the idea of the bouncing going on around here. So I'm trying to figure it out. So let's try to disconnect. All right. And I'm almost the fan of the idea to get actually drink equipment. Anyway, let's get back to the point of Okay. Let's get back to we do three card angel readings for give you an idea of seven card angel. We do two times, so feel free to just call us whatever it is. Okay. So I'm going to keep on. If you want to contact us, are you in the chat room? April.
Yes, I'm watching the chat room as we speak.
Okay. Well, information, which is actually calling me, would be definitely would be calling 740-500-8863 or call me through Skype, which we can actually do a live face-to-face on Skype. 740-649-8835 or contact me through my website, which is www.psychicxjourney.com. I'd really appreciate it. All right. Because I was actually looking at the tools here and looking at let's see, you'll get the right to the call here, just give us a few minutes, and we're actually with the situation, a relationship seems to be the one thing that keeps coming up the most. And I'm starting to notice a lot of people with expectations. Expectations are great, but also the things unfold and let a person be who they are as well. Let's see. Check the sound. It seems everything's working fine here. We're going to keep on going with that. Maybe we should call in some angels to clear the thing up. What do you think, April? Let's see. Okay. I wish we could get somebody else. Instead of going, okay, what are we doing here? Get the thing cleared. All right. Why don't we do this? Let's just start doing some reading. And see if we get this thing to clear up. See what happens. Okay, let's bring our first client. Anyway, they're going to call it 7-8.
Hello? Hello?
Hey, did we lose you?
I can't hear you. I hear you breaking up, and I could barely hear you at all.
How about now? Now we do. Okay. Who's there?
I'm here. I had my mic.
You had your mic muted? We had 718 on the air, I think.
A lot of background noise there for me.
Okay.
I don't understand why the callers can't hear you, because I can hear you fine.
Let's try one more. Okay, let's go to this 845 area code. Welcome to the show, and how are you?
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can see. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I can Hello. Hear you. Hello.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Okay. What's your name? I'm sorry.
My name is Lucy.
Lucy?
Lucy, yeah.
Okay, Lucy, where are you calling from?
Middletown, New York. Hello? Yes?
Chef Forrest?
I can hear you, but then it's breaking up.
Okay.
I just want to tell me today what messages they have for me.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
Relax. Give me focus here. Okay. Reach for my eye where I put him.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? I'm doing here is I'm just rip them. But it seems like the only thing I'm sitting and look at the situation is someone's really in a desperate and almost like you're getting dissatisfied. Because the first card I looked at and saw the first card that popped out at me was a brilliant idea of actually changing the course of what you're trying to do. So with the way things are going in your life right now, could you give us give us a little details of hello?
Hello, with details of my life.
Mm-hmm. Because I was like, it's like you keep getting this thing about a brilliant idea of actually changing direction.
Okay, I'm working as an auditor, and I'm doing some studies in different fields. I'm studying healing.
And healing?
Yes. That's something that I really like to study at this point. Something is asking me to take action, but I don't know where and how. Oh, yeah.
Okay, what you're saying is the idea of stepping back. You're trying to figure out. See, how would you put this? It's the idea when you're opening yourself up for guidance, you're basically allowing the answers to come in so they're not trying to go into. But a lot of times we have a tendency to procrastinate. Sometimes because you're trying to do too much. So I don't know what direction I don't know what you should do. I don't know if there's a time for what you put yourself into already is the idea of approaching it in a different direction. You know, embrace what you're doing right now.
But that mean to stay where I am now?
Yeah, it's just the idea of approaching in a direction. It's, see, a lot of women, say, we've been talking to, who actually want to get into nursing. But they have a tendency to reverse the whole thing. They put the horse before the cart. Mm-hmm. It's interesting because they want to make $75,000 a year. Not realizing the reason they're drawn to that kind of work is because they're actually natural healers or natural light workers. So it's just basically drawing them into a situation. Then they, you know, they have to do the tendency to do the schooling. But a lot of times they have a tendency to say, well, what should I do? Or how, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like they have this thing about their expectations. So they're saying relax and enjoy what's going on.
Yeah.
Because and books and all these things are just blueprints. That's all they are. They're just instruction manuals. But what you have to do is when you find that what you've learned and it resonates with you, and you actually are able to give to other people because you've made it your own. So you're still going through the process of a lot of things you're learning and stuff. But in the process, they're saying approach it in a different realm and have fun in what you're doing. It seems like you're taking it too seriously. I know some people might think that's kind of, yes.
I study a lot.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you don't want to put your, a lot of people meditate and they sit there and put themselves through a lot of stuff. I gotta, you know, they're like sitting there, I gotta do this. And then they take the fun out of it. They don't realize the idea of healing itself, too, is the wonders that come with that. I mean, when you get back for it, where you're just kind of like, oh, that was okay. And you lose the.
What are they trying to tell me about my job? Like, lately I have been, I am an auditor, and auditing me, and it's not doing so well.
I'm sorry.
Like, Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. About my job is not doing so well. I have very good reviews.
Okay.
I have some mistakes, like kind of they come from nowhere. Wow. Yes? Hello? Hello, are you there? Hello? Hello? Hello?
I'm back right at disconnect here.
Hello?
I'm going to... Hello?
Yes? I couldn't hear you before. What did you say? Hello. Hello. Hello?
Why not? Hello, can anybody hear me out there?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to sit here and do this whole thing differently by going a different route, but I, for some reason it's getting crazy. Hold up. We never had any problems before, and I don't know what's going on now. All right.
Maybe. I couldn't hear you. I couldn't hear your answer about what is happening with my job.
No, no, that's okay. I just want everybody to relax. Just relax for a split second, just a minute, okay? I'm going to try to connect one person who's actually, we're trying to do a group call on Skype, so maybe this is driving me crazy. Okay. April. Sometimes we wonder about if it's some kind of planetarial thing or whatever, but it shouldn't be acting like this because we've never had any problems before.
No.
Okay. When I was sitting here telling you about your job and that kind of stuff, there's a lot of things going on with the situation. But also sometimes I feel like we all should sit there and look at the situations for what they are. If a job is becoming a point where it's not enjoyable anymore, it's pointing you in a different direction, too, on that as well. It's saying it's time to leave. Now, a lot of people are staying in their jobs right now because of the economy. They don't realize the economy is based on people actually going out. And when the economy is really going good, it's because people are actually going out and doing what they're really wanting to do. And here we go again. I don't want... All right.
Hello?
No. I'm just sitting here shuffling the cards. We speak. Just said to me, I still got the communication going and that kind of stuff. And it just seems like there's how would we put this? It's the idea of opening your mind up and saying, what do I really want to do? This ain't working. And if I do want to do this, there has to be an easier way. I've worked and seen a lot of things where all people did was change their thinking instead of feeding into how bad is my job. I hate this.
I love my job. I love my job.
What's the difficulties then?
The difficulties is that I'm an auditor too. And then lately, all the responsibilities lay on me. And, well, I try to do my best, but then it's something that gotta go and be checked by other people, and it is like I can do 100,000 good things, but one thing goes wrong, and then it's a bit like, wow, you know, why didn't look here, why didn't look there, and why three or more people sign after me, then it's like, well, I say it was okay, but then a system didn't take what is supposed to be take, or just a little detail when a little bit squished somewhere, I get blamed. Well, I say, okay, nobody but the first person or second person that signed the payment is the responsible, and that's lay on me. I don't know. Hello?
Yeah, I hear.
Yes. I don't think that they are very responsible, or they don't take over their responsibilities. They just blame other people just in order to mm-hmm. put out of the situation.
Considering the situation, do you ever use drums for anything?
Excuse me?
Do you ever use any drums for anything?
No, I don't use drums.
You ever thought
not
about...
Even excuse me?
No, go ahead.
No, I don't even drink alcohol.
No, I said drums.
Drugs?
No.
Anything?
No. Drums. D-U-D-R-U-M.
Drums. No, I didn't use... No, I never use drums.
I'm just saying, with the situation, they're on the full moon or the, I think, what is it? The full moon and the new moon, they see to do drum circles and they focus on manifesting their dreams and what they're doing and that kind of stuff. Also, are you practicing any kind of shaman? like your Charmin.
I am practicing the full moon and the new moon. I'm doing the releasing and I'm bringing things to me, and I had I had the manifestation box, the manifestation board. I do affirmations every day. I study abundance by Peggy McCall and all the authors, many authors. I think I manifest. I really manifest a lot of stuff. And now I am doing an affirmation for attracting creativity.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's on my way soon.
Right.
What the angels are telling me about that one.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was just looking at some cards that April showed me. And the first thing that came to mind was the idea of meditation. Now, the meditation I saw, now this is a picture that when I see it, it's a girl meditating, but she's meditating in the nude. Now, to me, that's something of when we're doing a lot of this kind of work and that kind of stuff, a lot of us have to see to forget, to shed, I guess, a lot of things that we've experienced along the way, which means like religious influences, upbringing, in the point of actually opening ourselves up to actually seeing things differently. And so basically the card means to me, I don't see the message in them too, it's just an ideal. It's like taking the clothes or the outer shell, that outer skin, to get rid of that. Also, I saw the other one where it's a crystal ball on the hand. And also, I've seen the two cards in combination. And as I show you, that meditation is the key here. Of opening yourself up to actually the directions that you're looking for. Now, you're saying there are certain things that are happening at work. You have no intention to really, but there's also ways of manifesting the idea of different atmosphere, even the idea of how people can actually see the understand why certain things happen.
Oh, okay. I know.
Because it was a third card. It was a card, a person standing next to a lamp, and the lamp is on. And it's the idea of showing that through meditation and what you're doing right now, and when we're talking about the drum circles, of actually putting light on the situation of you seeing what you need to do. It's almost like something within you that comes out to say, okay, I know exactly how to proceed and what to do. Because it's almost like I get the impression the answer is laid before you. You're allowing yourself to follow through.
Okay. I am allowed the things to come to me, yes? Is that what you're saying?
You, yes. Because when you start to look at the situation realistically, we keep forgetting the law of attraction. We forget the meaning attraction means, which means bring to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Bible it says, be still.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The process of being still, that's in the idea of being. When you're in the state mm-hmm. of being, you hear the guidance. When you hear the guidance, you follow through with it, with the doing. So we see that both doing and being are mutually important. They work together. But we have to allow ourselves to realize that sometimes when we don't hear guidance, it means to change the moment.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm meditating. I'm doing the meditation with the mantra.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm doing also some guided meditations and some subliminal CDs that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But as you say in the beginning, maybe I'm doing too much. I'm focusing too much in health, spirituality, and mm-hmm. my job just go to the second ground and say, okay, that's my job, the one that gives me the paycheck every week. But the rest is all just doing exercising, doing meditation, eating healthy, go out of nature, things and supposed to take me it's gonna take me to the unified field where I can meet. I'm praying too. I pray. I did a prayer, certification.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being certified also for Oracle to be a card reader. It's a lot of stuff. Like I start cutting things down that way. I have time to do priorities.
Yes, I was seeing the one thing. I pulled out three cards for you, with my angel. And the first one that came out was Harmony. Okay, and to have harmony in your life is the ideal. What you're doing, it's great to have the focus that you have, but you have to let those unfold naturally. It's like, how do you put this? It's like taking out that one thing about you is the ideal of meditation is not a form of control. Doing spiritual work is not a way of controlling your life. It's a way of directing and allowing. Okay? When you sit around, so a lot of it is so much up in the whole thing of thinking that we have to do this intense work because we realize how maybe out of harmony we are. We have that back and look at the situation. I've learned this, this, and this. Now just experience it. Like when I sit there and do meditation, it's the idea of how it vibrates with me, how it resonates with me, if it's actually working. And then a lot of times that's one thing we have to do too, is actually have the certain things. Now your second card was creative writing. It focused on journaling. It also focused on sitting down and actually really get a little more detail with your affirmations. It's also saying that all is well. It's saying exactly as it's supposed to, with what you don't understand. And so that, you should definitely step back. You should definitely enjoy and relax. And realize you've come a long way from where you were when you first started this. And to basically, that, just appreciate where you're at and appreciate yourself. Because right now you're putting yourself through so much work, you're not really appreciating yourself. In situations where you're at the point where you're making yourself unhealthy.
Okay.
Cards. It's the idea also with your angels. The angels are basically saying that what you need to do is you've done the work. Now it's time. And it's, you're looking for answers because you're asking the questions, what did my angels say? The first thing was, the angels are saying, well, first thing she needs to do is there's nothing wrong with going in and asking me, what did my angels say? But that you are a very gifted woman to the point where we've had this thing before about people reading themselves. People can read themselves. It's just the idea that sometimes you post situations, trust themselves, okay? But you can get to a point where you can trust yourself and read yourself. And you become your best friend. And that's, yes, and that's you. You have to understand that we need to immerse ourselves into these, into training and meditations, because I don't think that we really want to allow ourselves to realize just how powerful, how talented we are, how much we do make a difference with the world. Thing too, as well.
Yeah, very powerful. Yes. Mm-hmm. When we meditate, we are very powerful. Like, I can read people when I see them. I start reading people because as soon as they come to me, I can see everything around them. And I don't see auras, but I can have a very strong desire of how is his, her life, and what they think, and what they're thinking, everything. So then I chat myself sometimes, because sometimes you just don't need to know everything about everybody.
Yeah.
What they're thinking, and what they're going to say, and what they did, and what their feelings are, and what their impressions are. Then, but lately I can see a person, somebody asks me questions.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, I can say. But then when it comes to us, then we go to a different source, because We cannot see. We see outside, but sometimes our inside can be distorted. It's easier if you tell me, okay, like you gotta trust yourself. You're doing too much. I know. I love to do this kind of work, and I can be all the time listening to CDs. I bought a lot of CDs, and I also listen to stations that I bought also the membership. Then I have so much to read and to listen, and they offering more and more and more and more online courses. And at this point, I decided 3 weeks ago that I said I don't buy no more courses, because I have a lot of online that I already bought, and I have two shipments of CDs that I bought in healing, because I do, I could do a healing, distant healing. And I think that is an amazing gift that we all have, and I can do distant healing and heal people through the distance, and that's amazing. Then I have some healing with music. I think it's wonderful too. Then I have so much that I didn't even open to go and buy more online courses. Then I say, okay, I'm going to stop a little bit here, and I just going to continue. I am studying Angels readings with Doreen Bircher. Then that's what I'm doing now, focusing on that, in Angels. Of course, I always have been with the saints, with Jesus, and Buddha all my life.
Mm-hmm.
All years, because I think it's good to hear from other people.
Yes, it is.
Excellent.
Also, I was looking at this book, and there's this Sonia Roman, I think is her name. It's a book.
Sonia Choquet?
Huh?
Sonia Choquet?
Her last name is Roman.
Robert, yeah. Was she working?
Yeah, it's a book called Soul Love, and it's Awakening Your Inventors.
What did you say?
It's Hello? Called Soul Love by Sonia Roman. It's a book that talks about awakening your heart centers, of different levels of connecting with yourself in the process of the work you're going through.
Oh, okay.
So it's one of those situations. I'm just saying. Do you also have a very supportive man too as well?
Hello?
My impression is a male that's actually very supportive of what you're dealing with. I feel like that's one of the things that you will have.
A male that is very supportive next to me?
Very supportive of what you do. And, well, if he's supportive, excuse me, if he's supportive of what you do. A lot of people don't understand that. Someone's very supportive of you.
Okay, you know, it's because it's breaking up sometimes. You're calling me, and then you're talking, and then sometimes it breaks. Hello?
I don't know why.
Yeah, the conversation, I can hear sometimes very clearly, and then it starts breaking up. Like you're talking in Skype, but the Skype is no. Like I'm talking from my phone, and then you're talking from the Skype. Are you in the Skype? It doesn't sound very clearly.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, then you say that you say is somebody supporting me or very supporter.
Do you have a male who is very supportive of you?
Okay. Yeah.
Because I was saying if you don't, I feel like it's something that's going to happen very quickly here soon.
Okay. Okay, in this moment, I am not in a relation. I have a friend that is very supportive, but I am not in a relationship. I am not, because 4 months ago I decided just to be by myself and complete myself 100% that that way I'm not going to go to a relationship in a needed place, but in a full acceptance, accepting myself fully and loving myself fully, so I can just add to that what I can offer to a person. That's the reason I decide just to be on my own and to do my trips and to work and do whatever I do.
Just focus on what you're doing, exactly. And we're going to get on to a couple more callers, but would there be anything else that you would like to ask before you go?
Is there any Ascended Master with me?
When it comes to me, it says the Ascended Master. I would sit there and look at, so I keep seeing the number 333, which always tells me that. When I see those things, it's like archangels, angels, and ascended masters are with you. As the more you do this work, the more you connect with them, the more you listen. Because the angels are saying, open yourself to hear and don't have, it's like too much pressure on yourself for these things to happen, as in hearing, seeing, and feeling. It's the idea of connecting with yourself. Because I do see that you could do a little more work with your solar plex chakra, okay? And also to have a little more trust with yourself is to also work on your crown chakra. It seems like you have enough heart, and it seems like your heart is into it. So I really don't feel like you have to do any additional work with your chakra, as in your heart chakra. The essence of who you are, it's all been the essence of who you are is behind the heart. That space behind your heart is that God essence of connecting you to exactly what you're trying to tap into. So therefore, it's a spontaneous thing that you do where you do it, okay?
Okay. Yes, there's a lot of pressure that I have to work.
Right. So keep up the good work and get back with us. Give us an update on how things are going with your life. We'd love to hear from you again. Alrighty? And keep calling.
Thank you so much.
You and me.
Have a great evening.
What's that?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. There's a situation here. Also, I got to sit there and go over real quick, which I forgot to do at the beginning of the show because of the difficulties, but I want to give a thanks to everybody who's listened, everybody who's ever called in. For all the donations, for everybody to show, thank you. We're actually looking at donations right now, too, as well. And it's one of those things of just asking to support the show, if you choose to. As the idea of a group effort of keeping giving the message out, because it's like the idea we're all working together. It's like a puzzle. All the pieces are important. And when all the pieces come together, you have a beautiful picture. And it's all interlocked and we all work together. So for every donation that's donated to the show, we appreciate it. And also our sponsor, Richard Perlanga, he has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. Go check it out. That's www.DivineBodyWash.com. And he says, for all the listeners out there, for all the listeners to donate $25 to the show, give you a bottle of this body wash. That's why we're going to cut the go to the website and really check it out. You'll see what I'm talking about. For first $10 more, we'll give you a body mystic bottle. Check that out. That website again is www.bodywatch.com. And for each one of the listeners that donates $25, he's going to give you a bottle of that, which is actually okay. Well, what you like about body wash is all detail to serious. He's just spiritually motivated. It's a natural product that actually helps and enhances all the things that you're going to do. It's a spiritual sense of changing your life. Every person who donates $35 more, he will also donate body mist, a bottle of body mist. So we also, let's say, if you're in a situation that you really want to do some meditation, looking back to intensify or just change it around a little, change the music or just a different approach, but you still want to really be successful with your meditation, I recommend highly MESing CDs. Go to the website www.yanni-sync.com. The technology is like this. It's all underneath the music. You know, it helps. Brain hears that. It enables the brain to work together. Both hemispheres work together for intense focus and concentration. So you start saying things that are different. Different effects. Just being more effective because of the concentration. I have that one I put in the background. It seems to be more. My research is really off the scale. Certain things we just pick up, you know, kind of stuff, and then maybe give. So it's one of those things that you want to increase the tension. Let me take a deep breath on this whole thing. It's one of those situations you just want to sit there and really in difference. What I know when I started doing the idea of acting. Any technology will work where both hemispheres of your brain work together. It enables me to do more in my left. When you sit and look at your focus and concentration and that kind of stuff, it's like one side or the other has a tendency to work against you, depending on which way when you're focusing most. But if you get in the situation of focusing on both, and actually it's a great way of motivation, a great way of motivating to actually go forward or continue on here. Also, there's a company out there called Brain Synthesis Supplemental CDs, which shows out too. That's www.brainsync.com. It's a really cool site, and I actually recommend joining the club that they have going on there where they actually give you, I think, a month, two meditations with between 7 minutes. So they're just not two samplers. They're pretty intense meditations, so get a shot. Really work out for you, so check those things too as well. And like we said, in the show, I actually do private readings too as well. If you want to advantage of those right now, there's a special going on. Our people are calling our listeners, and the price we're giving away here too. We also, I kind of lost my train of thought. It's been one of those things. These brains, it's been one of those things. It's an all natural experience. So it's the idea when I sum up before doing readings and stuff like that. For March special like this, $33.33, you can get a 60-minute session. For a 4-minute session, $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. I also do a one-card 10-minute session, which is about $10.99. We still have group readings, which is between 5 to 10 of your friends getting together at a party setting or something like that. But we can also do it on Skype as well, where you have one of those things where you would set up a laptop in your situation, and the person at the year or the group or whatever actually go to the laptop and do a reading face-to-face. We also have another variation where you can see at a group, so it doesn't matter that we can all come together to a greeting, and these are good for $150 for one of them because all of who's in the reading, okay? And what happens in the situation of how the format goes is each person gets between a 20 to 40 minute reading, so it's not one of those things just for a couple of person in the group, though. It's one of those things if you got the time, make sure that we all have the time to do the whole thing, you don't have any pressing. So we can actually take care of these situations in a nice, relaxed setting. Okay, so we can also have party management right there in the nearest area here. We can also come up readings. Like I said before, it's five or ten of your friends. And in the near future, we're actually going to have a shop here in Manitou Springs where we can get those meetings off. But right now, for March, for people to the show, it's only $27.67 for you. It's 5 or 10 of your friends. We also do parties. If you have a charity function that you'd like for us to do, That's no charge. We just show up. We love to donate our time, do these kind of functions to help people meet their goals. And the idea of doing it, and we can also do it the same way. We can do through Skype with a laptop. Out of the situation, so it doesn't matter where you're at, the country or the world, that we can actually do it just like that. So give us a call on those things. The phone number is 740-500-8883. Or you, like I said before, you have the Skype thing going on where you can actually use a call on Skype. And that number is 740-501-1835. Also, you can contact me through my website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com. And also, you can message to the site. We'll get back with you in 24 hours, we promise. Also, the situation, if you call in here, please give us a call. 646-721-939. And we're waiting. Things are going right now. So give a call. And about an hour, 7 minutes left of the show. It's at 8:51 p.m. Mountain Time here in Mountain Springs, Colorado. We're live March 17th, 2012. So, 746-721-9031. Let's all take a breather. About the whole way. Sorry about the show. All the stuff coming through. I was really having a difficulty because I really couldn't figure out what it is. Here, because probably does have a short. We're going to correct the situation. So everything's going good. April, good hour.
Out of the members left, we have Brightfoot and 42.
All right. So everybody in the chat room would ask a question or give a call, please do so. Put in the number 646-219-031. Hello.
Okay, I have it on control.
Okay, bro. So somebody else can call in, you do stuff. 2-1. I get 4-6-3-1. So it was nice to talk to everybody. Took a little thing with psychos and meditation as well. And so I'm waiting for people to call in. We have an hour left, hour and 5 minutes. It's all clear and say, hey, it only has one opening there. Everybody here is fine. On the show, plus we also changed the format. We see on the East Coast, now we're 10 o'clock p.m. Out in time, we are 8:07. I think there's a central time in there too. But I'm trying to figure out why. Okay, you said that, what'd you say? Who are the.
Yes.
Who was in the chat? You said Brightfoot, correct?
Brightfoot, it was Terry and Beth.
Okay. It's okay. I'm considering focus on people who are not there. We focus on the people who are there. Think about that one. As we're talking about several things right now, things are important. Like I said before, let's see. We had the one meditation that I think a lot of people should focus on too as well. It's like, yeah, ideal. We don't use the complaining. We realize that they can't hear me, so it helps us out to focus on what the problem is. Let's see. It's just the idea sometimes when we're supposed to making changes in our life, we don't realize why we have to do with it. The Bible says, "Life and death is the power of the tongue." And then what that means is you can have a tendency to say something that's ideal. Pretty much, most of it is verbalized. So it's the idea of looking at the situation and what you don't see. We were starting to look at the situation like a good test for that is like this, April. You sit there and give somebody some dollars. One. Try the other one. Two, six, eight, ten. And then you go, what numbers are missing?
One, three, five, seven, and nine.
You see how fast your mind went with the lack of? There are no numbers missing. I just gave you a series of numbers. I put in there that they're willing. So see the ideals. Where's focus? Is it? Are we really focusing on what we want? We're focusing on the lack of stuff that we don't have. When you start focusing on exactly what you do want, then you don't have to have because it's important. What's important that you know the outcome you're trying to do. Let's see. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes. It makes sense.
Hello? What the heck just happened? Well, I'm just April?
Yes?
Do you still have to mute your mic all the time?
Well, I'm in a chronic area, so I was trying to take as much back from those as possible. The radio show.
All right. Let's see. What about that one aspect? You're having a big loop, the whole thing about things when they pop out and then they come up and you can find them so easily. And then there's other days, they're just going to freak out. So, okay, what's happening there? Let's see. Because I was actually looking at one meditation we were on before, which is kind of funny. I had a mark in the car. Well, it is. Today I have some love to this world and call everyone my friends, regardless of who they are, what they are. I think the first part of this meditation really expands today, which realistically is going to be every day. So today I said, love this world and I call everyone my friends. Regardless of who they are, what they've done, what they do, what conditional love, but I have a person to be myself. Some things are true, but they are true. say what you want. You can sit or denounce it. You can give all kinds of excuses. The truth is truth. It doesn't have to have a banjo behind it or a loud music or have a screen jumping across the stage. The truth is the truth. And people know it. When you look at the situation of the reality of it, that's what I'm saying here. You know, I have the spirit, I own the spirit of God. Including myself. I love completeness. I am the self of God. I love you with all my heart. I love you with all my soul, all my mind, all my strength. And I love all I need on earth as I love myself. I love you. I give my love freely. That will just be a pleasure. I love being with and I accept the love of others. I think of all the people I know by name. I feel closeness and harmony like between us. I look at my family unit and I see only an expression of goodwill, kindness, and respect among others. Thankful for my friends and our relationships, deepening in love and mutual understanding. As I run love share, right at this moment, is being attracted to the love I have. Two planes soon not as mine above love and ecstasy. Everything. Well, how love. And then just finish it off with a little thank you. Now, you said you from your friend. It says, today I sent love to this world on our mind. I call every my friend. I ran mute to this freaking phone. Let's see. It's amazing about people that I just want to sit here and look at this and go, hey, this is crazy. Can you still hear me? April. Okay. I don't know where you went. Yeah. I want you to ask people to excuse themselves out of the room. Or at least, hey, we're on the show. And you can play in the background to be professional about the choice. So, we'll sit around. Just didn't look at the situation a little bit more. Yeah, I sent love to this world. I call everyone my friend. Just that one day. Every day. I just say, I sent love to this world. I have my friend who I was done. This means that I ideally love them. You love yourself, world, so therefore, about the ideal for I see one after myself. Okay. You know, we can do that. The me reflection. I was just having a great place of people because of how you feel yourself and the unconditional love that you're giving. And that you see that in mind. But the idea of loving yourself also allows you to always follow your heart. So therefore you always know the truth. You always see everybody if they really are. Not what they're in the outside. Action is usually because of where they've been and what they've been through. They haven't let go of things yet. Which makes you think who they really are. But you can get through that. Okay? That's what it's saying here. Like you said, just love to the world. No agitation, just love to the world. Regardless of who they are, what they've been. And we realize just as you are, your loving spirit, I love completeness. I am. It's actually saying, I love the completeness. God therefore love the completeness I am. The selfhood of God, we all share our eternal reality. I look to see this practice of self. I say to myself, I love you with my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind, with my strength. And I love all my people on earth as I love myself. We are one. They're crazy, might be a little kooky, might be a little crazy. There they are. And the idea we've said before, guys, I don't want to think it's ever hurt you or done anything to you. It's those who allow into your life. Just one thing. People are not in this
Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Spiritual Life. And here on Blog Talk Radio. So how's it going? How are you? and this is great. I love it. You know, we're sitting trying to be positive about the situation, of course. If you want to, give us a call here at 646-721-9031, please do so. We'd love to answer questions for you. We're really one of those things. We're on a move right now where we just want to sit and tell everybody that we're sorry about all the technical difficulties. I have no idea what's going on. I've checked everything and anything, and it just seems like I cannot really trace it back. I actually changed mic, so now you should be able to hear me loud and clear. Okay, let's try this again. All right. If you hear some music in the background, it's crazy with some of the technical stuff going on. I don't know if it's one of those situations where we want to sit there and look at the situation, the crazy thing, but when you sit here and look at the situation, let's see what we can do here. Mm-hmm. All right. I was sitting looking at some stuff. Actually, we're going through some things here with this. We're going through my favorite meditation, where it's basically focusing on love itself, unconditional love of actually connecting with people and realizing that, you know, the idea of relationships come in all kinds of formats. And we have family, friends, family, coworkers, people we cross paths with. Those are all simple and some forms of looking at simple, very quick friendships, relationships. So that's what was going over here, the ideal saying today. With my meditation, it's basically just that, unconditional love. And the meditation basically starts out with today. I send love to this world, and I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are, what they've done. I know we've gone over this before, but for some reason, when I look at that and focus on just that one, it could be such a great affirmation. Just the idea of changing things around in your life and realizing the connections you have with people. But also the format, it says today I send love to this world. You also live here too. So don't forget to give yourself love. If you haven't loved enough today, then love yourself some. Because if you're sitting looking at your significant other or people in those situations, it's basically saying to you, hey, they're not loving me, which means you haven't loved yourself enough that day. So hey, you can correct the situation. I think you can definitely correct the situation just by loving yourself, okay? Let's see. Also, with the thing it talks about, I call everyone my friend, regardless of who they are or what they've done. That's unconditional love, isn't it? The idea of loving everyone, just as you love yourself. So therefore, if you're having problems with people and issues, maybe the format of the reflection that's reflecting back at you is pointing out things about yourself. Well, I know it is. So therefore, if you find a difficulty within somebody, it's also that person is crossing your path, so it's reflecting you. But maybe you should look at the issue a little closer. Like someone says that you're too sensitive. Look at the situation. Maybe you are too sensitive. You know? If you're not, at least you took the time to take a look at it. That's the key, you know? Just take the time to look at it. It's very important. You're very important. So take the time. Like we've always said before, with all the situations that are going on in your life, what are they reflecting back at you? People, the situation, those kind of things. And as we progress into the meditation itself, it says, I see only the Spirit of God in every person, including myself. So the ideal is the ideal I've seen before, where you sit there and do the work, do the mirror work. Look in the mirror and ask yourself, what do you see? If you don't like yourself, then you're not unconditionally loving you, so therefore it's basically really hard to unconditionally love anybody else without seeing their imperfections. And you should actually look at that person and love that person because of the imperfections, to realize it's just who they are And maybe the imperfections that you see are the, realistically, they're the ones within yourself. So when you correct those within yourself, you see a lot more things going on. All right. So this is going to go back on the format, looking at what we're talking about in the situation here. April, all you got to do is go on. You should, as a co-host or anybody, we're dealing with Skype. Block Talk Radio is Skype. Okay, that's what the whole thing is all about. So it shouldn't cost you anything to call into the show to call into the switchboard. Because with any other format, no one will be able to hear you.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, if you you might actually, I'm just saying, if you're in the, I mean, if you're calling in as if you're in the chat room as the host, right? It should allow you to call. There's like a, at the top of the switchboard, what is there's a phone? Is there a phone on there?
I closed the switchboard already. I can open it back up again.
Well, what you can do then is just, you can go in here like anybody else would do. Hello? If you go into the, like, you just go into the show page itself, as a person who would just want to listen to the show, there should be a little blue phone that you could call in. And since Block Talk Radio is also Skype capability, then it would just be like calling anybody Skype to Skype, which should be free. So try that. Let's see here.
It says you're live.
Yeah, I know, but you should be able to still call in. I'm just saying, if you have a difficulty with some of the things that are going on, if you call in just like anybody else would call into the show, you can still call in. It'll be like calling from Skype to Skype, so it shouldn't cost you anything. That's what I was saying. You pull up the show page, and it should be okay. That way you can still be on, and we can hear you, and it might be even better connection. Maybe what was I don't know why we should experience it, because last night we didn't have any problems at all. Even with the live, we were actually broadcasting live from Manitou Avenue via my phone, and it seemed like everything was coming clear and fine. Even when we got back here, even when I got back to my laptop to actually sit there and bring the show back into, I guess you would say, the studio, we brought the whole thing here, we still didn't have any problems. So I'm just saying, for some reason tonight, it's St. Patrick's Day, so everybody happy St. Patrick's Day. I don't know, but
is
it
this is breaking up with me, too.
Well, that's because you're on Skype. I'm on the phone, so I'm hoping, I would love for somebody to call in right now just to give me an idea of exactly what they're hearing out there.
Your phone.
Well, really? Yeah, but yes, what you're hearing.
Use your Skype microphone.
I can't.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't understand the whole thing myself. It's just getting really irritating right now because there shouldn't be any problems at all. I've checked everything. The equipment's great, fantastic. Everything's going good. And for some reason, we can't get nothing else to come in. I don't see what the problem is. It's really getting on my nerves. I'll have to say that. Because I was actually looking at everything else. So, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes, are you there? Oh, my gosh.
Can you hear me?
Hold up. I'm trying to...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello?
Oh, my...
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. Yes. I'm here.
Oh, my gosh. This is driving me freaking crazy with some of this freaking audio. Let's see here.
Yes, I can hear you.
What's that? Yeah, let me turn it up a little bit.
Hello?
Oh, I can't.
Yes, I can hear you.
No, I can hear you. It's just the idea, can you hear me? How come you cannot hear me? Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, this is just really ridiculous. I don't understand what's going on. Okay.
Can you hear me?
I know what we're going to do.
Hello?
Okay, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay,
hello,
so...
You
can hear me now? We're really getting some freaking interference, and I don't understand why. Yeah, can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah. Hello? Yeah.
I can hear you.
I can hear you.
Okay, so...
Can I ask you a question about a man named Cameron? I'm just wondering what you see for him in the eyes for our future. Relationship wise.
No, don't get it. What's that noise? Can you hear that noise in the background? Hello? Hello? Why is there so much interference?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you keep phasing in and out. I keep having this freaking static. I'm like, what the heck? That all static. Here. Hello? Hello? I don't get it. I do not get this. I should be able to hear this person. I got no problem. This is really crazy, isn't it? Hello? 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 Oh, I see what's happening now. What the heck? Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
I have no idea.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Okay, are you still doing readings, or?
We got 1 minute and 30 seconds, you better hurry up. I'm just kidding. We got plenty of time. Yes, we're still doing it. We're just trying to get this freaking, I don't know what's wrong with the audio. I don't know if it's like I said before, I saw, I think it's Jupiter and Venus, very bright in the sky. I don't know if that's some kind of interference. I know Mercury has a tendency to do some havoc with equipment and communication, of one thing. But yeah, we're still doing readings.
Can I ask you about a man named Cameron? I'm just wondering what you see for him and I, like, relationship-wise.
You say his name's Cameron?
Yes.
What's your name? I'm sorry, sweetie.
Donna.
Jonah?
Donna.
Oh, Donna. Yeah. Okay, Donna. You know, the situation, Cameron, seems like he's the issue, isn't it?
Sorry?
Do you think Cameron is the issue of, like, emotions and some things that are going on?
Possibly.
I'm just saying I'm getting pulled to him very closely, very, very quickly. Like, he's the issue, that he's the problem. It's like, there's a, and when I say problem, I'm not saying he's a problem. I'm just saying it seems like it has to do with emotions and how you are trying to proceed with this relationship, where it's like there's certain things that are not being presented to you. It's like you have this heart connection that you feel a lot of things that are going on, and you feel like that. Why are there certain other things that are just not being expressed enough? I'm just,
do you have feelings for me?
From what I can see with the situation, this person has a lot of feelings for you. That's why you're having the problems here, that within the expression. Not the other way around. I do think, when I sit here and look at the situation, I feel like one thing you should do is the idea of realizing everything's happening just the way it's supposed to, okay? And when things are going, I just feel like it's a form of, almost like you keep getting the impression you should write things down. Do you have a journal?
Just got one.
Huh?
I just got one.
Okay. What they're saying is it's the idea, because I got the card creative writing, where it's just the idea of sitting there with your journal and writing things within that journal. What are your wants, needs, and desires? What are your wants, needs, and desires? That's one thing he's coming over and over and over. That's the idea of convey those to him.
Okay.
I also keep getting an impression with Divine, where he's saying, also get very descriptive about exactly what are your wants, needs, and desires. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you need? And ask yourself with the situation if he's actually fulfilling those things, because that's a very important thing. Because if he's not fulfilling those things, then there's something up with the situation. Either he can't or he won't. But also the situation is you have to learn from the reflection that's coming back to you, which is also good for a journal, to sit down and write things that he is also doing as well. Okay, when I sit here and say something to him, does he express himself fully? Do I feel like he's holding back? Write all these things down and then start addressing these issues. Almost like you get a point of also a life review of looking at situations like religious influences, upbringing, a lot of things like that too as well, to see. Because a lot of people have a tendency, their perception holds them back. They don't realize perception can be changed. It's just the idea of getting more insights, not into the other person. That's the biggest thing I keep getting all the time. It's like, oh, what is, how does he feel? What does he do? What's up with him? Don't matter. That's not the issue, really. The person is not the issue. It's the idea of what it reflects back.
So he wants to think like anybody, he just holds himself back?
What's that? Say it one more time.
I said, he wants something with me, he just holds himself back?
Exactly. But the only way you can really get a response or a change or anything kind of difference in this relationship where he will open up to you is to realize what he reflects back to you. Now, sometimes with a person who doesn't open up, who doesn't communicate themselves, that means you're doing all the work. You're communicating. You're doing everything. And it's the idea of taking a step back and allow him to do that. But it's also the idea of seeing things for yourself, okay, to realize, am I doing too much? Am I putting too much into this whole thing? Is it getting more to be a 75, 25? I'm doing the 75, he's doing the 25. Am I making excuses for him? Oh, he's been hurt. He's been through a lot of stuff. If you catch yourself doing these things, these are very important, too, to realize that you're actually enabling him to keep doing the same thing over and over again. So if you want him to come out, you have to work on yourself and say, okay, why would I do that? Am I fearful that if I don't do those things, I won't have a relationship with this person to the point where you step back from it and realize maybe you don't, because you're the relationship. Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand that.
Because it's saying everything, all is happening, all is well. Everything's happening just the way it needs to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. But with the understanding, a lot of people have a tendency, they understand it, they see it, but they're scared to do something about it because they have a relationship. And they think that if they don't, they're going to lose that. So see, the fear amplifies to people, help people understand that this is not the last person on the planet. This is not the last relationship you're going to have, to the point of actually standing back and looking at everything in your life is a relationship, your family, your friends, that kind of stuff. Ask yourself, are you relating to this person like you would relate to your friend and your family? Because realistically, if you want something with this person, as in even marriage, then basically this person is going to become both of those. A lot of times we have a tendency to lose track of the whole thing and lose respect of the person that needs to be taken a look at too.
Because
I sit there and look at the cards, and it says, look at the signs. What do you see? Because a lot of times people sit there and go, okay, this person hurt me. No, it didn't. It's a realization to understand that a person is presenting themselves to you of who they really are. Right at the beginning of the relationship. And it's the ideal you to pay attention to the signs to realize if that true self is really coming out at what you're seeing. Because I sit and look at the situation, you're looking for harmony in your life. Okay, he's not going to bring it to you. You have to have that harmony within yourself so you can bring it together. I just feel like if you keep working on yourself and communicate with yourself and ask yourself, I'm serious. I mean, this might sound some crazy to somebody else when you look in the mirror and you say, okay, I don't like my butt. You're not loving yourself unconditionally because it's a part of your life or a part of you that you don't like. It's the idea of taking a look within yourself and realizing what is really who you really are is that essence within you, that spiritual self. That body is just transportation. And it simply is changing your thinking can change that butt to where you want it, seriously. But also with the situation, if you're finding imperfections in yourself, you're always going to find imperfections in other people. It's the idea of looking at the situation and going, okay, I'm putting too many expectations on a person and not allowing them to be themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When you allow people to be themselves, you will see it. Follow your heart. If you don't feel it, because a lot of people get confused and say, okay, I feel this man loves me, but he's not acting it. See, that's what I'm saying. We have to sit and look at the situation and go, okay, he's not giving you what you want. Okay, this man's not loving you enough. That means to you, you haven't loved yourself enough that day. And I guarantee if you do those things, this person that you're talking about is connected to you heart to heart. So whatever you do for yourself goes through that connection, and he will follow through. But everybody's trying to do this physical stuff on the physical plane, and you just can't do it because he is who he is. And he seems like, in some sense of the word, emotions can be a little overwhelming. So what we want to do is we want to work on ourselves so therefore we're comfortable with the whole aspect of things. If it doesn't work out, tell yourself, if it doesn't work out, that means it means he is destined for somebody else, but so are you. So it's the idea of looking at things, all things happen for a reason, and they're all learning situations to help us realize who we really are. So when we look at, when we learn from the reflections that everybody gives back to us, we learn things about ourselves, but it's also a way for us to get closer to everybody too, because there's no longer blocks or fear.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the self, look within yourself and ask yourself, are there any fears that he's seeing? Because they're definitely tapping into his fears. So when you sit there and look at yourself and you diminish those fears and realize they're illusions too, he'll realize that the illusions he's been using to keep a distance between the two of you, he'll let those go and you'll get closer.
So if I step back, then he will move towards me?
Yes, because see, if you're seriously, when I look at the situation, it's almost like you're doing 75% of the relationship. And he's doing 25. So you need to step back and allow him to do his part. But I'm just saying, with the situation of following your heart, you will see the truth. Accept it for what it is. If you find out that he's not the one for you, just understand that it's like a directional thing for you to realize that if it doesn't work out, there's definitely a person that it will work out with. Mm-hmm. But it starts with you. When you don't have any fears within yourself, when relationships don't go the way you want it to, you realize why. It's just a person who's not on the same page as you are. I've had women sit there and say, well, I don't want to get too crazy because you'll run away. Well, that tells you that if he runs away, you don't sit there and say, well, I scared him. No, you just realize that person's not strong enough for you because you're a strong person who expresses himself. Or herself, I'm sorry, you express yourself. It's how you are. You're on the surface. Hey, that's how I feel. I'm going to tell you. If the guy runs away, all you can sit there and say is he wasn't really strong enough for what he said he wanted to have with you. Or he's not really strong enough to actually embrace the manifestation that he created, because two people don't come together if the two don't want it. Like attracts like. It's just us to sit there, also the bluntness, too, looking at this guy in the face and say, hey, you know something? This is going on. This is happening. And if you didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't be. So once you snap out of it and embrace what you've manifested here, because the idea of attracting me as the special person you've been looking for also indicates you're a special person, too, as well. So let's just embrace each other and go forward.
I do believe it's going to happen for us, but I just think it's going to take a bit of time.
But also remember one thing about time, sweetie. Time is resistance. When you let down the resistance, it happens quicker. Okay? So we look at the situation. Let him do his part. He's an adult too. Okay? Don't treat him like a child. And I'm not saying you are or you're not. I'm just saying if you catch yourself in a situation where you're kind of like, you have to admit it. When you sit and say to somebody, oh, he's been hurt. You're baiting him. He doesn't need that. What he needs, just the same thing you need. You need a strong shoulder to lean on and somebody to tell you the truth and say snap out of it when you need it. So give him the same thing. I guarantee you. Like you said, you know this is going to happen. Have faith in what you already know, that you can still be yourself, and he's going to love you even more for it. And he's going to learn how, or maybe he's going to be able to learn. He's a special person too, and the process of reflection that you give him. How can it not be that, say, be that way? You both attracted each other. It's the idea of realizing that both of you are special people in order to have something special, which you really do. Anybody comes together in a sense of love, it's always something special.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, try to disagree with that one.
Sorry?
I said try to disagree with that one.
No, okay.
But I'm just saying, you also have a very strong motherly figure with you. I don't know who she is, but that's the way it comes to me, a very motherly figure. She's just saying hello. And to realize that you just, to really get a really good movement in this thing to where you want it to go, you need to let go of it. It's almost like saying, God, angels, here you go. I've done it. I've put myself into this thing. I've done everything I can. Now I release it and let you have it. This is a detachment. And then every morning, like just say like you said before, I know this is going to happen. It's a done deal. So be it. So it is. If you want to get more detail about the whole idea with him and you being together, there's a good one. Okay? You sit there and say all mm-hmm. difficulties between me and him are now being resolved. Now we have a fantastic relationship with each other. It's the ideal. Use an affirmation to keep yourself from feeding into anything negative.
Yes.
To create something more positive. Yeah, I'm just saying, the journal helps. When I have my journal, I've read a lot of books. There's a book out there for you, too, that I think could help. It talks about the soulmate secret, and you feel like you've already found that. I think some of the techniques in the book could help you out in order to bring this together closer, because there's still some things that need to be removed and blocks and that kind of stuff, and I still feel like it needs to be done with you. I feel like once you, it's like you're setting the example for him to do it too. And I just get the impression, like you said before, it's going to happen. And he's going to follow through too. You're looking for serenity? It starts within you. If you're looking for love, or you're looking for that happiness that you're looking for, it always starts within you.
Yes, you're right. Like, I agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you turn the light on, it's going to sit there and give him a picture of where he really wants to be at, the point where he will do the work too because of where he wants to be. But I always feel like when two people learn from the reflections they give each other, they get closer. So don't, because a lot of people have a tendency to accept the boundaries and think they can do something for the person. All you can, this is the thing, it goes back to be yourself. Because the more you be yourself, it doesn't just affect this relationship in a positive way. Everybody else sees what you and him have, what's basically what's set off a chain reaction, that everybody will see that they can have that too. So see, in the ideal of what you're creating, not just change things for you, but we're all looking for a way of affecting the world. People don't realize it starts with one person, that's you, and it resonates out to the rest of the universe and the world.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So, yeah, so you have a message. So just do it. But I'm just saying, serenity you're looking for is the ideal of letting this go. A lot of people fall in that trap. You know, what's he going through? What's she going through? How does she feel? Once you start doing the work on yourself and really get intense and getting deep within yourself, you will know. This is the thing I tell people all the time. Go. If you have a, this is my personal opinion. If you're out there and a psychic says, I can't read myself, I question that. About that person, about where they're at. They can read for everybody else. But I still feel like it still starts with self. If that person is great with themselves and they listen to themselves intensely, then they'd be able to hear the messages clearly for you too as well. And they'll know exactly what to do. It actually really brings up the accuracy levels. And you're very intuitive. You're very psychic yourself. And it's just like, I would rather go further in the thing of saying that you're a clairvoyant, clairaudience. I feel like you hear a lot of messages. You see them. But also the thing that came to me very intensely with you too is you feel things. And you still need to learn to trust that. Like when you sort of go, okay, I feel he feels this way. This will help you to call him on his bluff. When he says, well, I don't know. Yeah, you do. And have confidence behind that to do that, because I've done it myself. I tell people it's amazing how conversations will start and how you get people to open up to you by just being blunt and being tactful. Because I've done the same. I had a girlfriend who said, I can't get close to you. And she already did. So I told her, you're full of it. And she's like, okay. What do you mean by that? I said, I've already gotten close to me. Why are you telling me you can't? See, it was the ideal of saying, I already saw it, so I called her on it. And then she come back and said, you're right. And it opened up a conversation for us to actually communicate about what was her fear. And they opened up. Yes. So you'd be amazed what's going to happen. I'm just saying there's times when you have a voice and something inside you says you need to say this, or you need to ask this, or you need to follow through with it. Listen to that. If there's not, don't do anything. Guidance is very clear. If you don't feel like you should do anything, then sit back and just be. By being who you are, people see that too, okay?
That's great advice. Thank you so much.
You're a beautiful woman, so don't forget that. You're a special person, and you're a gift to the world. So therefore, if people don't see that, then question them, not yourself.
Thank you so much. It's very nice of you to say.
You're welcome. But please, you know, please give us a call, and I'd love to say I do a session for you.
Yeah.
And I always want to sit down and do a 7-card angel spread for people, just to show them I just did a 3-card for you. Can you imagine if I can do a 7? So I actually look forward to doing that for you. So when you get the time, please, love to sit down and do that for you. And I appreciate the call. I really do.
Thank you very much for taking the time and taking my call, especially at the end of your show. Thank you for doing that.
Oh, no problem. Thank you. And you have a great, what is this, Saturday? Well, still have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
And give us a progress report of what's going on in your life, too.
I will.
All right.
Thank you.
You have a great night. You're
too.
Welcome. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, on that note, guys, we're right out of here. Like we said before, thank you, Richard Palenka, for sponsoring our show, and we want to give him a little shout-out here to check out his website, divinebodywash.com. I think you'll be amazed, and also for all of our listeners, he's giving a nice little special. If you donate $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of this body wash. If you donate $35 or more, he will give you also a bottle of body wash. So check him out. Check out the show. We'll be here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Please check in. We're going to try to do a whole different format here. with our communications and make it a whole lot better show for you. We apologize. But thank you for the ones who hung in there. And we apologize for the ones who didn't. I hope you come back. We'd love to sit here and try to do a real good show for you and get those people on there, because we're really, really looking forward to doing those readings. So please join us tomorrow night. And like I always say, may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day and give love where love is given. If you're a person who'd like to sponsor the show for a small fee of $40, you can sponsor the show and get your product or you promoted continuously as we do our shows. We're on 7 days a week. If you'd like to, do a commercial with us, I'm pretty sure we could do a really good job of getting your product promoted, which we will promote that product every time we're on the air. And that's only a $40 fee, too. So jump in there and do that whole thing. Right now, for March, we're also having a nice special for a 60-minute session. It's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. For a 15-minute one-card angel reading, it's only $9.99. And if you'd like to do group readings via Skype or a group reading on Skype, or just have us at your party through Skype, or have us party there personally, choose a fee of $150, but for this March special, you can get it for only $77.77. So check that out, too. But it's also good for people who would like to do some life coaching and relationship counseling, and also like to get an angel card reading. They're 90-minute to two-hour sessions, and they're only $77.77. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, or through Skype at 740-601-9835, or through my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Thank you very much, and you all have a good night.